The Franklin County Commissioners Court workshop session set for 2 p.m. Monday, June 9th, 2025 begins here.
A meeting of Franklin County Commissioners Court workshop. We've already prayed and said the pledge, so we don't do that. So we'll go to agenda item number one, fire protection. What would y'all like to discuss about fire protection? Where's my pen? You still want a pen?
I can get you one.
Chief, anything going on? We need to.
I'm just gonna let him explain after the meeting we had a couple of weeks ago. So I'll let him explain the 50-50 versus 60-40.
Right. So, yes, so I talked with Beth tomorrow. We talked about the 50-50 cost share versus the 60-40. And I'll be honest with you, there's a lot as far as the 50-50 and what we're doing. Basically, what we're doing now, I think a 50-50 would probably be, but a lot of this stuff that needs to be done, I feel like, to be a proactive. I feel like we're being reactive on a lot of things, and I think it's going to end up costing us in the long run. So I gave her a breakdown of the 50-50, basically. I'm seeing a lot of this is going to be staff dependent, and so since I've been here, I'm a little nuts here.
Do you still have a copy of that? Because I gave it to the judge.
It's on my desk.
Okay. So
you said it all done.
I just think I might copy that for them.
I'm sorry.
That's
okay. You did say you came in and told me that.
I'll go with you and get copies.
Feel free to talk to yourself. That's what they said when we came like that. Chris up here, we're part of the audience too. Mm-hmm.
I say that.
Last thing. She was like,
you've got to make one of them. I said, I tried.
looked at me. I said, so I just put the judge.
That's exactly right. It started effort.
Yeah,
that's right.
I
got to get my
I had
2.5.
I had 2 inches.
2 inches.
Well, I mean, oh my God, I mean, Blake said he had 2.5.
Yes, I agree.
Keep the baby.
Huh?
Keep the
baby. Oh, I'm gonna keep my old driveway up there. The only thing that's left out there right now, which I got some sand and stuff, but just a puddle, you know, something. Make sure it's already dried out.
Very worthy.
Yeah.
We can pick up on your own side.
You know, that's the reason we went over and talked to the city, because right. This year is our first year.
Right.
And we'll be struggling on 50-50 and everything. I think that the next step above, you know, next year will be a little bit different, you know, the budget wise and everything else to kind of get our foot in the door at a pretty good click this year and everything. So, but it's just, we kind of looked at it, that's golly, I mean, we're going to be cutting it right to the edge as it is. I mean,
well, I'm just going to say so.
I know that Ricky said he can come up with the money for October, November, December, correct? For the last 3 months? Is that what he said?
I think so.
Yeah, for this year, cover y'all's fiscal year, which starts in what, September?
Yeah, but I think he's going to want us to reimburse him for that.
Do what, man?
I said, I think he's going to want us to reimburse him for at least a portion of it.
Who, Ricky? Oh, okay.
My main concern first is I want to make sure, I'd like for this to be a long-term solution for everybody. You know, and so, and I really believe this is. I'm glad this is for the citizens of Franklin County. I thought this is the best, that as a taxpayer, you're going to get your biggest bang for your buck, and it's money well spent by combining the city and county. That's my personal. But my another concern I have, so I, as long as it's a long term deal, that's great. That's what I would like to see, because I hate to try to hire somebody and then turn around and say, oh, here a couple years later, we're going to have to lay you off, you know, we can't afford. And I think this this would be a great deal. But I've been here since, you know, September of last year, and we've averaged around 3 volunteers with North Franklin, South Franklin, or all 3 departments responding on structure fire. We've averaged about 3 volunteers, period. So, and the idea for this, to have this fire contract, is not necessary. It's not to take over the county. It's to simply provide assistance to the county, to go out and assist those guys. The problem is, today is a great example. Someone called 911. They had power lines down off of Pope Drive here at the lake. And South Franklin, you know, people have to work. Not everybody's available during the day. So they had to do a second time, and they sent us out there, or you sent the engine out there for that. And so by doing that, you now have, the city has left the 2 guys that they're paying is now, they're gone. So the city is now open and vulnerable. And that's where I was, you know, I'm pushing for, trying to make sure we at least have another person to backfill. There's also, there's going to be instances out there where 2 guys running out of the county's not going to be enough. You know, it's unfortunate for that there. Obviously it was. They just went out there and made sure that no bad structures were involved or anything like that, and they were able to call the power company to come out there and shut everything down. Doing this contract, the fire protection around the lake, I've been out there driving around kind of doing an assessment. You know, that's going to be extremely challenging. Everybody thinks, well, I have a huge lake out here. I've got all this water. Well, accessing that water is not near as simple as people think it is. So to do that, fire hydrants, you know, the water supply company, I don't know who does all the water supply around the lake, but there's not going to be enough pressure, you know. And then I've noticed in some of these subdivisions I've been into, these fire trucks, these big trucks that were running around, they won't fit. They're not, you know, they're going to come in there. What's going to happen, you're going to have these tankers, like South Franklin, they're going to pull these tankers in there, and they're going to tear off the drive of some of these. They're going to crush the asphalt off the side of the driveway going in there. And so these are things that I've been working on, you know, trying to fix as far as how can we, you'd have to come up with a fire survey or a strategy or a tactic to be able to accomplish some of this. Because some of this isn't just about the homeowners and their house. There's a lot of these houses around this lake also that are, they're side by side. They're right on top of one another. So you're not only worried about that house, you're in a domino effect because of the radiant heat coming off each other house. So, and I've got some plans, just some little things that would for sure help that. But a lot of this all requires having, you know, an extra person. But I understand, you know, if the county's saying, hey, we're gonna stop at 50-50, then that would be something for, obviously, for the commissioners and the council and all that to agree upon. I want this to be a great thing for everybody. But we're going to be bearing a huge portion of this. So the city will be, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, can't the lake support some of that? The one district support some of that?
I'd love for them to.
They've kept silent. I brought it up once, but you know, that kind of fits their category right there. They got the lake, and they take in a lot of money down there, and they got a lot of money, and they don't know that they know it.
Yes, sir.
Maybe they need to pitch in on a fire truck or two.
Yes, sir. Yeah, you know, I just got to get, I went ahead just for grants, just to get an idea. We didn't even spec it out. This is a demo unit straight off the line, and it is a new truck. It's got a couple thousand miles on it. And this is just basically what engine 2 is. So there's no frills, there's nothing fancy about this. This is a basic fire truck, which is all we need. You know, we're not a monster city department. We need all these special hose lays, and it's $780,000. You know, and so that's something the city will end up having to, so they'll have to take their lead. And that would be a county truck. That truck will run basically up and down the county like engine 2 does right now. Engine 2 is getting starting to look concerned. It's starting to smoke pretty good, so I don't know enough about the diesel engines if you have to, you know. But I can tell running down the roads, it's, you know, they're pretty long hauls when you leave here and you go down toward the lake and you go all the way up to Hagensport. It's pretty haul on a truck like that, hauling that type of water and things like that. So there's just a lot of things, and I guess my biggest concern, I want to make sure we're in for the long haul. And Marla said the other day, she felt like that you guys were, and that's great. But there's just a lot of other things that we're you know, I'm trying to be proactive and not reactive. Mm. I feel like being reactive is way more costly.
Is there a way that you can do a 10-year contract or not? Where you do an interlocal
friend? Be hard to do.
Huh?
Be hard to do. Mm. To do a 10-year contract. Because I mean,
yeah, I know. And I think I was back years ago, I remember saying something, you can't go more than so many years.
Well, you have to have an appropriations clause in there anyway to make sure that you have the budgeted money in order to be able to do it to begin with. Mm-hmm. And so when you put that in there, then you could probably do a 10-year.
You have to have that money set aside for that payment.
You would have to have an appropriations clause in there stating that as long as there was budgeted money, then it's not a problem. My only thing is, like, can you explain, like, I get 1 through 5 or 6, and then 1 through 5 on 60-40. So what you're saying is if we don't do 60-40, then 6 through 11 is a non-issue, that we're not?
6 through 11 is going to be a whole lot harder, because we just don't have any people. Okay. We won't have any extra to be able to do a lot of this stuff. Quarterly training, you know, getting the volunteer departments together and having them come up and provide, you know, quality training that not only takes, that would be not only just us, you're talking about possibly bringing in an outside instructor or something. That's not very costly, but the doing that is, we've had some get-togethers with the county. The only time that we've had a lot of volunteers show up was the meeting we had out at the airport for the ESD. We had 30-something people show up. I was like, who's all these people? But, you know, we haven't seen that since. And so, assist with eliminating fire districts. That's easy. You know, that's a lot of, say, well, that could be just paper. Well, there's going to be a lot involved in legwork and being able to slowly remove those. I got 4 calls last week and 1 this morning on more people with insurance issues, you know, outside this area. Testing working hydrants. You know, we have all the stuff to test hydrants and get. Now, I don't know about how many hydrants there are outside the county or outside the city, and these are ones that I have to obviously get with the water districts and then see which ones they had, make sure I can test those, because not all water districts will have a hydrant up there. They don't want you to touch them. So that'll be something I'll have to get with them, you know, prior to and then before we go out and test those. Working to lower the county ISO rating, so that will be training with the county volunteers. The problem with that is you've got to have enough volunteers, and that's concerning. It's not just, you can't just have 3 or 4 people show up from all these departments. To do an ISO, to drop that ISO for us to do a pump test, we're going to have about 10 to 15 guys are going to have to show up to help do this. And so right now I don't see that, you know, so that's concerning. Now, can we get there? I think we can. Right now, it's not something we can do overnight. We're going to have to, and the county will also, we may have to move some equipment around.
But we wouldn't be able to fund that either. We needed 10 people that are paid personnel. Is that what you're, we
no, and I'm not asking for 10 people. I'm hoping if we can show the county volunteers that, hey, you know, we're not here. I don't want them to think that we're trying, the city's trying to take us. We're not. Right. We're simply trying to assist those. And I'm mirroring this exactly how we did this in Hawkins County, you know. We did the same thing in Hawkins County, and I'm just 20 years ago. It's a little different here because Hawkins County had enough departments. You know, they had I think 13 volunteer departments, and so we were able to get a few more people. Okay. Here we don't. We're struggling with that countywide. So it puts a lot of pressure on me because I want to make sure, I want this to work, and it's just hard to make it work. With you know, having the hands. So, you know, responding right now, we have a lot of priorities. We have a lot of priority one call out in the county. Mount Vernon doesn't run on those, but those are priority one calls. The priority one calls is basically CPR. It's a life or death deal. And so, like Hopkins County, you give a 3-minute window. If no volunteer responds, then you sit your apparatus. We'll head that direction to assist that. Because if you're doing a CPR in Hopkins County, or, you know, EMS is going to send two medics. It takes more than 2 people to do a CPR and to do it right. On a structured fire, it's an all call. You know, that's something we're going to do. We've done that and we continue to do that. But these structured fires, when we go out there, I'm not trying to throw examples, but we may go out in the county and then we do a majority of the work. And what I mean, you know, luckily, fortunate for us, we have some younger guys. They do the work. But you're out of these calls for hours at a time. And so once again, you are leaving the citizens in the city. You're taking that risk. And I do believe, I'm a firm believer in statistics as far as the fire service is involved, because that's how it is. That's the same way with the police department. A lot of stuff is done on statistics. But so far, we've been fortunate. But there is going to be a time where we've had a couple so far, but we've been out in the county in pretty good ways, and we've been fortunate to have somebody here in the city to cover the call. So that's where these, I mean, a lot of this just comes back to staffing, and I'm not trying to hire, I'm not saying we need to hire 5 or 6 people, but having the 2 full-time, at least having a part-time. You know, Hopkins County is in the process right now of doing away with their part-time. They're fixing to go to a 4-man staffing. I don't think we need to do that. Could be great, that'd be great. I think that would be more of an overkill, to be honest. I think that eventually that this county, the city and the county are gonna have, this is something in the future, and I'm saying, you know, 10 years from now, if the volunteer, the way it's going now, continues, it'll be, the volunteers will be, you know, almost gone. Mm-hmm. And that's not just here. This is everywhere. This is not, I'm not trying to point out Franklin County. I'm just telling you that Hopkins County had a call the other day. They were purchasing traps out of Arbella Road. They sent Miller Road in Arbella. They had one person, they had a lady show up in a car. that was their, they had nobody to respond. So luckily they had, you know, they didn't have the engine joining up there. So that's so what I'm saying is it's not only just here, it's everywhere. So I'm not trying to point out Franklin County or Mount Vernon, but these are just things I'm trying to be proactive and pushing. And I feel like that's my job, is to push this, but you know, obviously it's y'all's decision to see how far you want to go with it.
Yeah, it's kind of go back to the same thing. We're trying to, where we were this time last year to where we already volunteered, so we're willing to do so far to get involved. But now we're talking, it sounds like, well, we're talking about having a cooperative arrangement, and obviously would take some of Mount Vernon, because Mount Vernon's going to be the centralized fire station. We're going to help provide for full-time firefighters, and they don't have to go out in the county some, but now it's like we're hearing, that's going to jeopardize the city of Mount Vernon now. You
know? Well,
I mean, I know what you're saying, but it's like, in some regard, we're taking baby steps. I mean,
Right, and I agree. I'm all about the next step. I'm just saying it's always been that way. I don't know how long Mount Vernon has run.
We haven't always been paying though a 50-50, 60-40 percentile either.
Right.
I mean, we're coming on what you guys paid last year. You know, compared to what we paid, we're stepping up pretty big time from what we've already talked about. But in our conversation right now, it's like what I'm saying. It's almost like, well, you know, we send somebody out in the county now to go answer a call, and it's going to be really tough on the trucks to go down to South Franklin, even though that was part of one thing we need is for a full-time firefighter to come down there.
Mm-hmm.
But then we leave the people of Mount Vernon stranded. Like, that falls on us too. I mean, we're talking about paying a fee here to be a cooperative effort. So I'm just kind of, I'm a little lost on.
Is anybody volunteering? I mean, is anybody even stepping up wanting to volunteer for fire department?
I know that, you know, you guys have taken a huge step by doing the paper call, but I've not seen any change.
You right.
Know, and Commissioner, actually, I'll be honest with you, no. From what I've seen, no, sir. You know, that's sad, but that is the society that we live in today. So,
yeah, no,
that I haven't seen, and y'all are paying
us. I think this last court today, the only payable for volunteer fire departments, I think, was just Mount Vernon. Mm-hmm. I think we paid for 43 runs or something like that. I don't think we did it on anybody, on any other. I mean, I know there have been some other times in previous courts we paid for South Franklin or somebody.
Right. Winsboro is going to be built, they're going to build this quarterly. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So they'll build us at the end of June for April, May, and June. Okay. And I think North Franklin is on the, they should all be on the software now, but I've not gotten any reports on that.
Right. And I've taken I've got the money that the county has given, I have passed that on to the volunteers to try to get more incentivized. But your average, statewide, your average pay per call is around $25. So now we don't pay, we pay 20 for a fire call, and then we'll pay 10 for EMS calls. We've gone, and as we continue with the county, I'm gonna slowly try to increase that to try to get more, but I'm not seeing even there, I've got a bunch of young guys, which is great to have them, but I don't know, it's almost like they'd rather have time off. But the drawback to Mount Vernon is, since I'm here, I noticed a lot of the guys are certified firefighters. So on their days off, instead of coming here and running calls, because they do that for a living, they don't want to do that. Used to, it was kind of for fun, you enjoy the excitement. Well, now they're living that life. So on their days off, they don't want to live that life anymore. Mm-hmm. So that's where we're coming back to. That's where it kind of all circles back to here, is to trying to do the paid staff.
So what you're saying is the biggest difference between the 50-50 and the 60-40 is a full-time person, correct? And us, of course, paying more money.
Yes, sir. So I run calls also. So you basically have three during the daytime, we'll have three firefighters. So having four would allow us to be able to, like today, sending the two guys down to the lake, that's still leaving two paid firefighters here in Mount Vernon. Now, certain calls, it's going to be an all. We're going to take that risk. That's every city takes that. That's every city will leave this city to go to take care of another city. That's just part of it. But we're just trying to minimize some of that.
Jerry, help me. If we were to, because I haven't looked this up, if we were to do COs and purchase a fire truck, how would that work? Will we have to do an interlocal agreement? How would that work if we were to be the ones to buy the fire truck and pay for it out of?
We would just fund it. We would fund it to pay for them and let them use it, I guess. I don't see why we didn't do it.
We just call them. It'd be a county fire truck, but I think we've got some already.
I've not looked it up, so I wasn't sure how that works.
I think it'd be an obligation, shifted obligation, or however, whichever way you want to do it.
Yeah, because we could do a CO, and then we roll one off in a year, and I always like to keep that debt because it keeps our tax rate on a steady basis.
Well, I don't see why we can't get the truck back up to par on the way they should. I'm not hearing anything from North Franklin. Evidently, theirs are working right now. I don't know.
Yeah, I hadn't heard anything on it.
Well, Jim's gone. Jim got called a lot for the summer. Jim Embry. So you have Amy, and he's here a third of the year. And he works, and then you have Frederick.
Well, I've seen him come out over the weekend.
No, I've seen
both of my ones.
They came by the other day.
Oh, right. I don't see why we can't do that. Kind of like we did there.
And that would kind of help you guys out on a funding basis if we were to assume that liability. And we could easily do that because, like I said, in a year, by the time you got a fire truck, we could put it on for our next budget year and then finance it. Our rate would stay the same. Basically, it wouldn't be much difference at all.
And everything we're talking about too, it keeps going back to like we're going to eventually cut to a centralized fire station, right? Mm-hmm. So what would be the drawback to changing? And this is where I was about to throw a wrench and everything. But what if Mount Vernon becomes Franklin County Fire Station Central Fire Station? That becomes, and then the city has their part in it, we have our part in it, and it becomes a cooperative effort, and there's none of this, we're Mount Vernon, we're going out in the county, we're going to leave the people in Mount Vernon, so you're legally susceptible now to fire, which, you understand that, they'll think that. But we're eventually trying to figure out to have a centralized fire station.
It's no longer, what he's saying, it's no longer going to be a city fire department.
Yeah, it's no longer a city. It's Franklin County Fire Department Central Station.
Right.
That's the way it's always been. It's always been the city of Mount Vernon, but we was always volunteers.
Right. Right. I mean, but I'm saying some of the conversation over here is it seems like it.
Oh, I know. I realize.
Where we can, if we can find a way that everybody's got skin in the game, the city's got it, the county's got it,
And we're running from the centralized location, which is what everybody's talked about for the last year, is we need full-time firefighters. You go to different parts of this county, and part in the city's part of the county. It's the central area of the county.
Right.
And running places, and then the volunteers support you guys.
Right. And I had said that before. I said, you could call the Scooby-Doo Fire Department. I can care less. You know, I had actually planned on, you know, part of the removing the fire districts is having basically call like Franklin County Fire District.
Right.
So it would be one monstrous fire district.
And then you have to go on TML to TCDRS, because 60% would be coming from the county, so you become a county employee too. City employee. And then the payroll.
So, you know,
oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I gotta get this. I'll keep talking.
So, yeah, I
do it. I think we just need to do like it is. It might work me.
Yeah.
I mean, mm-hmm. just don't, I mean, that's the way it is.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I've been kind of thinking the same thing Marla's thinking about the fire truck. We need to get on the ball on getting a rotation on those fire trucks.
That's what we talk about. Just like our dump trucks, we're all getting new ones, but we're going to have to get them on a 20-year or...
Right.
Not no fire trucks, what, 15-year?
I think I was looking at, I think it was Titus County. I think they replace a fire truck for each department. Every year, they give them $60,000 or $70,000 or $80,000 every year for each department.
We used to do that here until they got an outrageous price, you know. And everybody got new trucks and was in good shape, so they cut that out, and it went to the wayside. And now here we are.
Right.
Okay, on the 50-50 total cost, what would I mean? I know it's 50-50, but what would the total budget be like?
Sure. $1,072,725.
And on a 60-40, is it the same budget?
It might be the same. It may still be the same as well.
Okay, so maybe I'm not understanding then. Because on the 50-50, it says MVFD aims for 2 full-time on a 24-hour shift. On a 60-40, it aims for 3 full-time.
Well, okay.
Trade staffing, not minimum 2 full-time for a 24-hour shift. Maybe I'm confused.
I'm sorry, yes. So I don't have the actual question. Yes, it's going to drop. So it's actually going to go down to 800. So we're looking at 850. I'm sorry.
For the 50-50s.
I've done so many of these.
I know, and I'm looking at it.
It seems like our meeting we had over at City Hall, that was the number we landed on, 850 for the 50-50.
Yes, I wrote that down.
850 on the 50-50 and 1.2 on the 60-40.
Yeah, basically bring that, their total budget. Yeah, on that bill, on a 50-50 division. One thing our conversation never has, in fact, we're not going to be able to jump in and do near as much as what we hopefully can once we get to the budget.
No, because we're still funding, you know, all the volunteer fire departments at a level as well, plus funding for that.
And we're still in that.
Yeah, we'll be great after the first year, but that first year is going to be a little rough on us.
But in the 60-40 Blake, was that the 1.2 million?
It's 1,002,725. You're ever trying to hire a part-timer, it's almost $5,000 or $6,000 for their equipment, and they can't share, unfortunately. Usually, to get out.
The 1,002,000, that's the 60-40?
Pardon?
Just yeah. The 60-40?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't know.
Well, I didn't. This has been several meetings ago that we even talked about the actual budget.
So, 850 for the 50-50 and the 1,002,000 for the 60-40.
So it'll be 600, well, it'll be more than that. what, $650 for the 1.2 million?
It's just one day. Let's just say one day.
Oh, just one day. Okay, yes. I thought it was one.
I'd say 500,000 plus what we're already funding in the volunteer fire department.
Yes. Well, it'd be one more. It'd be about six at 60-40.
And if you remove the
60-40, yeah.
So, like, if, you know, from Mount Vernon, if you, you remove the paper call, you know, we're going to average. You're going to average almost six, almost 7,000 a month. So you're going to average almost 80,000 in pay for a call that you would.
You eliminate.
How has Hopkins and City of South Bryan done it for 1.3 million?
You really need to get in depth on some of that, Commissioner. They're struggling. They're. Fire truck wise, they just bought a used truck. They're trying to downsize, which is kind of one of the things I told them we may need to do here. We don't need more fire trucks than you have people driving. So, part of my long term plan was to remove some of these fire trucks, you know, as far as here in the city. So, like I say, we have two brush trucks there that are older trucks. They work great, but. We probably better suit to run into the county to sell those two trucks and have a smaller truck built that would carry air packs, carry a combination tool, and could run out into the county also. But they're more fuel efficient. Where fire truck's going to give you about 6 or 7 miles a gallon. You know, a truck's going to give you maybe 12, 14 if you're lucky. So, but things like that, long term, the wear and tear on these bigger trucks is obviously more expensive. Way more. Than like an F5. So it's not a very, you know, I catch a lot of flack from these guys when you tell them you want to sell the toys to merge them into something else. They don't think about that. But to me, it's more cost efficient to try to downsize your department. If you have five trucks and you only have three volunteers, you don't need five trucks. And I think that could also be said countywide.
Man, we got a barn full of trucks out there. Mm-hmm.
So utilize what you got, and downsize. So that's kind of what I've been looking at long term for the city itself, for sure.
Curious, if we were to fund a fire truck, could we do 50-50 on three people?
Seems like
all right, you took a quick one in on him there.
That'd be a heck of a deal, I think.
I'm kind of okay with it. I like to write it down and look at it. And
yeah, you write, well, you write it down, but sure. I feel the same way. But it would, you know, I think the commissioner's court would be willing to do that. Okay. And if we could do that and do it at a 50-50 parties, then okay. I think we could manage it better.
You're talking about $700 truck?
Yes, if we were to do the truck and then do a 50-50 on the 60-40.
On the 1 million. Yeah, 50-50 split on the $1 million budget.
That way that gives him the extra person.
Gives us all that extra person.
Yes, you're right. Sorry. Gives the county the extra person.
Man, we definitely, that case, we're going to do a CEO on fire truck. That shows that we've got skin in the game, for sure.
That's, I'll be honest with you, that's huge for me, because I mean, that's huge for my, for me, I guess, is looking at that. Because I'm, like I say, I'm not looking at just tomorrow. I'm trying to look 5 years, 10 years down the road.
Well, and that's kind of like us. We want to make sure that you guys are on board as well.
Oh,
you guys are in the long haul.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, there's skin in the game on both sides.
Absolutely.
So I don't think that's going to be a problem. I don't think there's going to be a commissioner or county judge elected in the future that's not going to support a fire department.
How is the city going to respond to becoming a Franklin County Fire Department?
I'll have to ask.
What's your best guess?
How come you can't stay for it?
I'll be honest with you, I don't know. I don't think that they're really going to care.
It's like it's a means to the end that everybody's looking for.
Absolutely, because, y'all don't probably think that, but talking about the ESD, that's what the ESD would have been. It would not have been a
city
or county. It would have been a fire district. So I think the end goal here, we're probably looking at that. Same type of setup, just.
It's just not called an ESD.
It's just going to be funded. There are fire districts. That is a, you know, that is a thing also.
That's an ugly word.
And it's like, to me, it's a whole lot, it seems like it's a lot better scenario for us here on the commissioner's court, trying to discuss these things and try to find funding and stuff for our versus than just another whole commission or another board of people that we've got to appoint to say, how are we going to do this? So it's like, this is basically guys to work we talked about back in probably January about there's the feasibility of the ESD. This is getting us to the same, it's an ends to the means, right, means to the end, whatever. And it's going to ultimately get us to where we got coverage throughout the county.
Right.
As bad as I hate to say it, it eventually killed the volunteer fire department.
Yeah.
That's the bad part about this whole deal.
Mm-hmm. But they're.
I mean,
they're on their way in.
But as long as somebody wants to do it, they can do it. I mean, you're never going to take it away from people.
We're going to take it away from them unless it disbands.
I might not should be saying this, but there's some of them probably need to retire in here.
I can tell you just from Delta County, they have their paid staff now. They lost some volunteers who got a little upset with it, but they also gained some because the paid guys now at nighttime when nobody wants to get up at 2 or 3 or 1 to go to the lift assist, well, the paid guys are going to go take care of that. So a lot of guys, they don't feel the pressure by having to make those calls because they know that there's somebody to do that. So that also helps it. It relieves, I always tell you, Franklin County, Mount Vernon, they run a lot of calls for a population of what, 11,000 people here. We run a lot of calls here for this county. I don't know if people, anyway, there's just a lot of calls here compared to most counties, you know, size, population wise. So you're averaging about almost 1,500.
I think the water district needs to step up and pitch in on some money. I mean, I don't want it wouldn't. But
I'm all in on anybody who wants to pitch in to
help. Well, I mean, you ain't got the multi-million-dollar homes down there, and they collect money off of that. I mean, they get them one of the New York Bay shoots that water from them.
I had, when I first came here, a homeowner from one of the homeowner association approached me about my fire boat, and I just started, I don't know anything about it. I said, but, you know, as far as what Franklin County needs, I said, but you'd have to talk to Eddie. That's his fire district. You'd have to talk to him about that. But, I've had some homeowners approach me about, buying, what can we do? What can we do here? What can we do there? And my response based on staffing, I said, we'd like to have some staffing. But I want to help you there.
A lot of big lights are put on.
But I want to do this. I want to do it right. Anything that I can do to help, I want to do it. So.
Well, you put that on paper.
Okay.
Because I think I can make that work.
Okay.
If you can stand 50-50.
Okay.
With a fire truck.
With a $780,000. That's a pretty good hit. Pretty good hit. I mean, the commissioners bought 10 or 12 trucks with $800,000. Sure, $780,000.
I was waiting on that.
This first year is the roughest year. This is new. We kind of made
it. Once we get through this year, we'll be able to. It'll set our baseline.
Right.
And that way we'll be able to maneuver a little better. And a little more cost effectively.
All right. What else we need to talk about?
Oh, I know.
That's the main thing, wasn't it?
Don't forget budgets.
Yeah, the 25th.
Budget here, but they're due this Friday.
Yeah,
they're due the 13th.
This Thursday.
That'd be this Friday, right?
Well, whatever Friday is.
13th.
Budget request moved by this coming Friday.
13th.
It's gonna take me a week to get all the packages.
That's bad luck.
Do we need to have a small meeting this week? About two or three more.
We need some kind of weather.
Thank Toby for picking up my tree out of my yard that fell over the county road. I didn't realize what he was talking about this morning.
I tell you what, Pittsburgh must have got hit. There were trees everywhere.
That same area hit by a tornado back in March. About time, I'm pretty sure it hit me pretty hard last night.
I mean, the train was stopped in the middle of the track this morning, so I had to go around my grandma's house to get to the country club for the swim lessons. And then I had to dodge trees on the county road I was on all the way around, and they were down everywhere.
Jesus.
I know they said it intensified after it kind of got through.
Oh, I slept right through. My wife said, "I don't know how you slept through this." Oh, I'm bad in the world, I don't know.
Your house probably built better than mine, but my windows were frightening.
Well, she said, she talked to...
I heard it thunder one time, and that was it, that was all over. How I don't want...
My house is rattled.
Well, I have a fan, and an air conditioner.
You want this back?
So I have a copy now.
Did you give that to Beth?
Yes.
Yeah, I have a copy now, so it's all good.
All right.
Yeah, I knew better than to give you that original.
Anything else?
Anybody else got anything? I will tell y'all, I did give you raises, so you can be thinking about that. I did a 3%, it was $82,000. I was across the board.
Did those in our box?
I had them, I had my copies of it. I just gave them last week. We got subdivision rules and regs finished. I sent them out to you guys, but I've had the renumber that kicked my behind.
I've been reading the lines of letters because I was struggling with this.
And she did Clint's edition, so I'll resend it out this afternoon, and then we'll...
I read it every chance I got.
I don't spell.
We took the old one, Jerry, and just added some stuff to it.
She needs to enable spell check. Enable it some, or the computer does.
All right. Y'all want to talk about anything else? Just adjourn? Affirmation?
Make the motion for adjourn.
Do you have something?
No.
I just think that's...
Second?
Yes.
All in favor, say aye.
I gotta go home, so I'm fixing, I'm gonna give me some instructions of what to do. She said, "When you're there, just call me."